Welcome to the Scripture Memory Podcast, a ministry of Scripture Memory Fellowship. If you've ever felt like memorizing God's Word is an uphill battle, stay tuned. This podcast will help you make Bible memory a consistent and enjoyable part of your daily life. After all, knowing Scripture is the first step towards a fruitful, God-honoring life. So whether you're a new memorizer who needs some practical Bible memory tips, or a veteran memorizer who just needs some encouragement for their journey, stay tuned for today's episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast, the podcast where we are helping you make Scripture memory a consistent and enjoyable part of your daily life. I'm Dakota Lynch.
And I'm Randy Williamson.
And I'm Olivia Tarbell.
All right. In today's episode, we are really excited to welcome to the podcast a memorizer named Rachel Earnessy. And she'll be sharing with us a little bit about her experience memorizing and also a ministry that she has started to help other people memorize Scripture. And Rachel, we're so thankful to have you with us today. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
So before we dive in, as always, we want to start with a passage of the day. And Randy, why don't you set that up for us?
Yeah, so usually I'm the one that reads the passage of the day and shares a little bit. But I had a previous conversation with Rachel, and she spoke with me about the significance of Psalm 139 in her life. And so today, that's going to be our passage of the day. Rachel is going to recite it for us and tell us something about the meaning of the passage, but also its important application that it's had on her life. Take us away, Rachel.
Thank you. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness will fall on me, even the night will be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide me from you. But the night shines as the day, for the darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, O God, and that my soul knows full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! Were I to count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men, for they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? Do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with a perfect hatred, and I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Rachel, that was wonderful. Thank you for reciting that passage of God's Word. Tell us a little bit about Psalm 139 and specifically how it's impacted you in life.
Sure. I was saved at a young age and grew up in a Christian home, started memorizing as a teenager to try to get points for a summer camp competition. And one of those passages was Psalm 139. And as I was memorizing it, it was so personal. The conversation that David is having with his Lord is a very personal conversation. And you can't help but start to have it be your own conversation with the Lord when you are working to memorize it and speaking it to him. And that passage stayed with me. I kept it fresh. And years later, I got married, and I had an issue that I needed to deal with, because as a teenager, I was very anxious, and that anxiety kept getting worse and growing. And although I was never in any danger, my entire day was just taken up by thoughts against myself.
What do you call those, Rachel? You have a specific term, I think.
Yes, I do. And what would happen is I would have these thought spirals. And so something would happen, and I would start to think about how stupid I was, or people, why people wouldn't want to be my friend, or it would just keep going and going and spiraling and spiraling. And when I got married, and by God's grace, found someone who not only loved me, but I could believe that, you know, he did love me despite my own anxiety. But I realized I needed to overcome this, because it would affect my marriage, my future family. And so what I started to do was, when a thought spiral would start, it would take me a little while to recognize it, but I'd say, okay, you know what? I'm spiraling. I need to stop, and I'm going to say something else. And so I would recite, usually Psalm 139, and it gave my mind something else to say besides the negative things that I was saying. Even I would try to pray too, but even that wasn't as effective when I was in a spiral, because I would have to think of what to say. And that just gave opportunity for those thoughts to continue coming. But by reciting scripture, and really Psalm 139 was still a prayer, but by reciting it, I had something to focus on, to work on, and to give me something else to say. So over time, it would take me maybe 10 minutes before I'd recognize I am spiraling and I have to stop. Let me stop and recite Psalm 139. And then after a while, it was 5 minutes. And then after a while, I would spiral for only 2 minutes. And then I remember just months after being married, looking at my husband and saying, you know, I just can't remember the last time that I thought, Rachel, you're so stupid, because my brain had been retrained to meditate on something else.
Rachel, that is so good. I remember when we first were talking on the phone, you sharing that, and I was over here like, I'm crying right now. This is so good. And I think, you know, what you're saying will resonate, I think, with a lot of people. And it's one thing to be able to resonate with the thought spirals and the anxiety and the negative thoughts, but what you're saying is taking it a step further. And it's not sitting in the negative thought pattern, in the thought spiral, but instead you're saying, I needed God's word to stop that spiral, and I needed God's word to plant me in the truth. And I just think that's such a good encouragement for people out there who are, you know, struggling with those same things, and they are desperately looking for something to help them, and they're not going to find that in themselves. They're going to find it in the Word of God. So thank you for being vulnerable and sharing that with us, because I think that that will be a huge encouragement to our listeners.
I was thinking, Rachel, as you were reciting, there's that verse that you shared with us, how precious are your thoughts to me, O God. And really, I think that verse is the theme of every scripture memorizer. You know, when we say, God, it's your thoughts that are precious to me. And I'm thinking also of Psalm 119, verse 92, that says, unless your law had been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. And, you know, for the psalmist, then memorizing scripture was not this module that just kind of enhanced his spiritual walk, but it was really a matter of life and death for him. And it sounds like in your case as well, scripture memory was not just a small difference maker, but it was very revolutionary in your walk with God.
Yes, yes, it was. And I'm very grateful that God got me started memorizing when he did. And it has changed my life.
And I know he's using you to help other people memorize as well. And so why don't we transition a little bit and share with us and with our listeners a little bit about your ministry called Scripture Speakers.
Sure thing. And I really love the name, and not just, you know, because I came up with it, but the reason why it's named that is because when I recite scripture, and in the ministry, I also encourage other people to memorize scripture and recite, we're seeking to not just recite it like a dry information that we can rattle off quickly, and you might not understand us when we're reciting, but for it to become a part of us so that we can speak the words as if they were our own. And so very naturalized, natural speaking. And that's the word speak has such a natural sound to it, kind of meaning to it. And then it's plural, scripture speakers, because even though right now I'm the only one who's going and reciting under the name scripture speakers, there's other people out there doing it. But I hope to encourage more people to be memorizing and reciting. So I serve in my local church, and we've moved a couple of times, and in each church that I've been in, I get it started again. And I help encourage people within my church to memorize God's word, and then we recite it together, kind of like the events that you guys support and encourage in churches across, well, probably the world, but across the U.S., the Scripture Fests. And so we do like a mini version of that. And then I also go and recite at other churches. And then I've recently written a book in the hopes that that would be even more of an encouragement to other people to be able to memorize and recite God's word. And so that one is called Speaking Scripture, How to Memorize and Recite with Purpose and Delight. I've been able to hear already some good feedback on that, that there's been a few people who really thought they couldn't memorize, but read the book because they wanted to encourage me and read it because they know me and they are excited. They're getting excited to memorize, and I'm really glad to see that.
Rachel, I've had the opportunity to read just about all of the book, and I really like it. One of the things that I like about the book and then also your ministry is the emphasis that you put on public recitation for the quote unquote amateur. You know, we think about people reciting at churches as a professional, you know, I could never do that. You really see public recitation as the capstone of memorization, right?
I do. We put so much work into getting it. Wouldn't it be wonderful to share it with others?
Yeah, I want to ask you two things that I saw in the book that I found so interesting. I'd like to hear more about. I know a lot of our listeners, as they're hearing this and they're thinking about, wow, reciting in front of people, that is absolutely terrifying. I'm going to get nervous. I'm going to get the sweaty palms. My stomach is going to hurt. I'm going to feel nauseated, and so on and so forth. You have a statement in the book about reframing our biological response as excitement instead of fear. And I love that. Could you expand on that?
Sure. This was just something I had heard at different times when I was studying for my associates in communication. And there was some theory about how every emotion that we feel that kicks in the fight or flight within us, it's the same system it's kicking on. It's the same reaction. It's the same substance of adrenaline coursing through us, whether we're afraid or if we're excited. And so if we face something, we can recognize, okay, I'm feeling nervous, but I can also tell myself it's because this is important and this is exciting. I kind of think about, I was really nervous when I took my driver's test, but was I not going to take my driver's test? It was important. It was exciting. Let's do it. I was really nervous on my wedding day, and I still went and got married. When we face something that is new to us and like public speaking, it doesn't mean that you can't go through with it. Sometimes we're excited and afraid at the same time.
Rachel, what would you say to a listener who says, listen, I'm memorizing scripture, but this is a private discipline, and I've never recited publicly, and I really don't know other people who are memorizing. And of course, it might be hard for them to find an outlet for public recitation, but what would you consider to be a good entry point for someone who has never recited publicly? Like, what does that look like when they do this for the first time? Is this, you know, standing up at the front of their church, or is this in a small group, or is this, you know, around the living room with your family? What advice would you give to a first-time reciter who's getting ready to share this with the world?
Sure. I think the very first thing you can do, first level that you should always be doing, is to share your scripture memory with your family. And maybe you are raising a family right now, and you can share that with them and say, oh, I've been working on something, I want to recite it for you, and speak scriptures over your children. My daughter's favorite bedtime story for a little while was Proverbs 31. And so I would speak the scriptures over her about how to be a godly wife. And she would ask me questions about it. She was just three. And growing up, when I had first started, and so I wasn't raising a family, I was one of the kids. as a teenager starting to memorize scripture, I would get something down. And then at dinner, I would say, hey, everyone, I finally finished Hebrews 11. Would you like to hear it? They'd all say, oh, yes, let's hear it. And it was a very positive time to share. So start with your family first. And maybe you're not raising kids or but you still have extended family. That can also be a very wonderful, wonderful way to minister to your family and reach lost members of your family. And they might not even be really open to having conversations of faith. But if you tell them, hey, I've been working on this, it has taken me 6 months, but I finally memorized the Christmas story, can I please recite it when we get together? They might be open to hearing you recite as a way of supporting your hard work and the difficult thing that it is, a nervous thing to go through, making you anxious to do, and respect for the Christmas story that is still there a little bit. And then how wonderful for them to actually hear the living word of God spoken to them where they wouldn't normally be open to talking about faith. So you can take other steps after that. One of the ways that you can get into it would be to attend a scripture fest or even talk to your church about Scripture Fest, which is something that you guys do, that you have for churches to host. And that is very approachable from what I've seen from recordings. I haven't gotten to go to one yet, but I hope so soon. But it's very approachable for people who don't ever intend to be professional reciters, but they can come and recite, and you can share what you have memorized. It's important to remember that this is a gift you can give to someone. It can be something that when you first think, oh, can I ask to recite this to somebody? You might think, well, that's presumptuous. They might think I'm being prideful. And you can explain, you know, I really am just wanting to share this gift with you. It's blessed me. Can I bless you? And it's a wonderful thing you can share.
I love that, Rachel. And I'm thinking about how often I go up to someone that maybe I don't even know very well, but they're in church with me or, you know, down the hall, and I say, hey, let me show you this thing that I just bought, or here's a picture on my phone. And we don't mind imposing on someone else's time when it comes to the eternally insignificant things that amuse us on a daily basis, and yet somehow we feel the need to be 10 times more polite when it comes to sharing scripture, and yet sharing scripture is so much more meaningful than anything else that we could be sharing. And you mentioned our Scripture Fest ministry, and for those of you who are listening and you're interested in learning more about those events, again, that is a great way to get your church involved in memorizing scripture as a congregation. If you go to scripturememory.com, /ScriptureFest. You'll be able to learn more about those events and see which ones are scheduled in your neck of the woods. And Rachel, as our time is wrapping up here, why don't you share with our listeners how can they find out more about your ministry? And also, how can they pick up a copy of this book that you've just released on speaking scripture?
Thank you. You can look up my website. It's scripturespeakers.com. And so I have a blog and information on there that you can follow up on. And I do have a YouTube channel where I'm posting recitations as I get the recordings done at the different churches. And it's Scripture Speakers is the channel. So easy to find since it's the same word each place. And then you can also get the book on Amazon.com, and it's available there to order. And it's only $10. I was able to keep the price down. So
that's great. Well, Rachel, it has been such a joy to have you with us for this episode. Thank you for your ministry. Thank you for helping people memorize scripture and for taking this time to share with our listeners a little bit about how important it is to not only memorize scripture, but then to take that and share it with people by way of recitation. And we hope that all of you who are listening will certainly take time to visit that website and check out this book, Scripture Speakers. And as always, we hope that you'll subscribe and join us next time for another episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast, a ministry of Scripture Memory Fellowship. At SMF, our mission is to help you know, live, and love God's Word. If you're ready to take the next step in your scripture memory journey, visit us online at scripturememory.com or download VerseLocker, our free Bible memory app. As always, be blessed today as you take time to enjoy God's Word. And be sure to join us next time for another episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast.